Welcome to a segment of Mind You and Food. This is Suzanne Toro, and this segment is brought to you by Be Simply. Let's dive in. Welcome to Mind You and Food. This is Suzanne Toro, and I want to thank you for joining us today. This segment is brought to you by Be Simply, and we are diving into our home run to the fall season here in the Northern Hemisphere and the spring season in the Southern Hemisphere. And this segment, we're going to talk about how precious our energy is. And when we're nourishing, hopefully proactively nourishing our element of metal and our lungs and our large intestines during the season, this gives us the opportunity to also make peace with anything that's stored emotionally in our lungs, which would be grief and sadness. And we can find a most certain peace. So if you look at the metaphor of the fall season, how the leaves on trees that shed their leaves, those deciduous trees, and they release every fall. And so as they shed those leaves, they create space for new life, new vitality. And that mechanism is really beautiful. And so if you think of yourself that same way, that this is a time to really replenish and think ahead as we go into the fall and winter months. And very similar to our brothers and sisters that are in the Southern Hemisphere that will be paying attention to their liver during this, their liver and gallbladder during this spring season, just to prepare for that yang energy coming up and the potency that's there, that wood rising. So when you look at the balance between wood and metal, obviously metal can really chop down literally with an axe trees, the wood energy. And so to keep that in balance, we want to think about one, we're just, if you're here in the Northern Hemisphere, you're working on this next 2 weeks, really grounding, really replenishing your earth foods, rooted foods, and understandable that in some areas it's very warm still, so that may not be so appetizing. However, there's things like jicama, carrots, those things that grow are root vegetables, but you can have on a salad or fermented. You could have some foods like fermented over a salad that can help you with your base needs and not have to worry about heating up the kitchen. So it's really important you always think about these things because the body will really respond if you try to put like a real heavy meal in your body, or if you're cooking for your family. Think it through before you do it. And one thing that you can do is grilling outdoors, if done correctly, is a great way to connect with your food that you put on the grill and then bring it in and it's not hot, or you could do it ahead of time and then have some nice cool vegetables. So as we're building this earth energy and finishing our dance with the water energy on planet Earth, now is that time to think about how you replace your metal or your alchemical, the ores and minerals in the body. And these are really important to our lungs and to our system at large, all the way down to the colon. So one way that we can really think about this is through our breath and taking an opportunity to focus on breathing in a way. And there's so many different ways to practice pranayama in a yogic setting, meaning of the eight limbs of yoga. It's one of a very important limb, has its own, you know, limb for breathing, and it's what gives us life. And so the trees, which are actually nourishing our brothers and sisters in the Southern Hemisphere, are what produce this beautiful oxygen. So you can see the dance of how we can help each other. So earth can help us build those crystals, minerals, ores, alchemical energy, and that can replenish our waters. And those waters help replenish our trees, and those trees help replenish our fire. And so this is that dance that we can be in. And then we can also, we'll go a little deeper. I was giving a student a talk about how, you know, if we look at like metal to wood, how that can destroy the lungs. And when we look at metal, that's sadness and grief, and then wood is anger. So they could play off each other. Something could be so harsh towards a person, meaning it could be someone could be abusive, and that could be demeaning. And then that person stores a lot of grief in their lungs, or that person might be overly angry, again, causing a lot of grief. And so those two elements are in this dance that's out of balance. And so you can think about it that way, this season where you can be more patient with someone that's maybe in a lot of grief or not through a lot of pain and trauma. And for the person that's in that grief and trauma and sadness, how can they make peace and resolve? It will take space to make peace with certain things, especially with the loss of an individual. And so it's not to be rushed, and it doesn't have to be conjured up every day. And this is the beautiful thing about our electromagnetic system. When we're ready to release something, it will naturally rise up. So that's why you don't have to force these things. You don't have to force yourself to like delve too much into something. But when you're in it, you know, it's important to process, make peace, and move beyond. And then, you know, ride free and easy. So for this season, it will really want to welcome you to honor you and also start to think as you approach this fall or spring season, what are you ready to let go of? Both seasons are great for creating space. They're really beautiful transitional seasons to do cleansing from an Ayurvedic and a Chinese medicine perspective. So if you're interested in that, I do seasonal cleanses. They're custom to where you're at, what you want to do, and how long you want to do it. So you can reach out to me about that. And the reason for this is it's really like a reboot. And I think probably this day and age, cleansing is probably that term's overused, because your body's naturally doing this. But it's a balancing, a reboot, and a clearing. And that's why you'll hear about spring cleaning in the springtime. And then in the fall, the same energy is welcoming us. And as we flow into winter with the holidays, typically this happens anyways, because people might bring out decorations. So they create space for those decorations. And then when they put them away, they feel like, ooh, I got a little extra space. And during that process, they may naturally purge things and the changing of the wardrobe. So one thing to start to think about as you go into the season, in the future segments during this season, I'll be going a little bit deeper into our lungs. And as I always say, one size does not fit all. So even if you're on social media and they're like, this is great for this and this is great for that, it's so much more complex than that. So you can do trial and error for yourself, but then if you want to go a little deeper, reach out to someone like myself or another person that works with nutrition and herbal medicines to evaluate what's going on for you and to determine. And that can be just like your emotions and your healings, a peeling back process. So it can take some time. And then the balancing can take some space too, just to see what your body does and how to get better at it. And I can use an example. When I was young, I would get seasonally ill, especially in the spring, especially fall to winter. The whole household would, and my mother fed us well, like nutritiously well. And so we definitely had a Achilles tendon there. And as I became an adult, I found the ways to minimize those sicknesses through food. And so I don't really take any medicines It's an exception versus a norm. And so there's so many beautiful things that we can utilize food for, and then some herbal supplementation when things are out of balance to a point where you can bring it back in balance. So with the lungs coming up, I'm going to mention a couple recipes that you can start integrating. And I just mentioned this to a friend of mine. If you start to have any emotional upheavals, then it's good to start thinking, okay, I just like had an emotional upheaval. That could be in the spring and that could be in the fall. Grief release, anger release. And so that's a great time to start doing some nutrient-rich foods. One of my go-tos that's provided me the freedom to no longer need allergy medicine, no longer need antibiotics, no longer need prednisone, inhaler, anything like that, is this combination, which is lemon juice from a fresh lemon, cardamom, honey, cayenne, and hot water. And I drink that and drink it. And drink that and drink that as soon as I get the onset of body aches, start to feel a cough, mucus building up in the system. This brings that out. And so this was my remedy when you're someone that's prone to sinus infections, lung, throat, head. This works great. A lot of mucus, and it can sometimes become sticky. This will help it stay thin and clear. If you're someone that has allergies, this would be great for you too. But you can always email me and explain, and then we can check in on that. Another thing that would be great this time of year is that the season changes. A lot of people like to talk about the pumpkin lattes, whatever it might be. You can make yourself a pumpkin shaga mushroom oat milk latte. And I'm going to have the recipes below so we don't take up all the time, but a fun way to get your nutrients in. And I'm talking about using real pumpkin. So you're going to make yourself a little fun concoction on the stove. You can store it in the fridge, steep your shaga, add a little of this mixture. It's just going to be pumpkin, cinnamon, oat milk or almond milk, and the tea. And you're going to blend it all up and have that in the morning. You'll heat that little compound that I'll show you how to make below. Another recipe that will be there is green leafies. These are so important, quick and easy to do. You can steam them, you can saute them, you can even roast them, but I'd recommend either steam or lightly saute. And then the next thing that you can do in this season is start to make soups once it cools off. If you're still in a warm climate, that gazpacho, I just found that recipe on my site. And so I'll put a click in there for you. So as you enter this season, you have this opportunity just to look and see what you can do. One other great herbal remedy for this time of year is that you can make really powerful rice dishes and toppings on top that are, it's nutrient rich, it's helpful for the lungs, and it reduces inflammation. Because again, if you start to get a coughing thing, reducing inflammation so those lungs stay fluid is helpful. And if you do this ahead of time versus a reactionary, that is helpful too. So you'll have that recipe there. It's basically an astragalus root, which is a really simple root. If you want me to send you some, I can. Just message me. But you can make that in your rice with all these goodies. And then on top, you can add cabbage, cauliflower, kale. You can saute those or roast those ahead of time. Avocado, salt, and oil, and butter, good old-fashioned butter. And this is a great dish to have, easy to make, and it'll feel really nourishing. And it's a good recovery dish if you have something going on. And so before we exit out, I'm going to go over two other great things to have on hand to start taking now. And then as you go through the season, you might need to increase that. So I'm going to put a couple immune boosts, winter teas that you can lead into at the fall, but then maybe later fall. And then how to keep your immune strong. You don't need to do all things. So I do quick consults, 21-minute gift consult, can kind of give you some pointers. And then I also have body oils, custom spice blends, and tea blends that are great to support your system from an Ayurvedic approach for this time of year. I highly recommend it. One thing that can happen is either you get really mucousy, or during this time of year, you can get really dry. So the oiling of the body, the Abhyanga, is super helpful. And then simple spices added to your dishes without having to worry about a supplementation regime is another great way to keep those lungs flowing and your intestines and your gut flowing really beautifully. I'm also putting two herbs that are used, and you can check them out. They're from our friends down under at Superfeast. And these herbs are so awesome because they help you stay well during this time of year. So Shisandra, which Mason will give me a hard time. I think I always want to say Shisandra. I have a fancy way of saying thing, but it's Shisandra. Bring it out. And this will help you with your chi and your lungs. It actually nourishes all your organs, which is helpful, and will help balance the entire system. So check it out. It's nice that it addresses love, liver, lungs, kidneys, heart, and spleen. And this is considered your alchemy to help you keep your inner light. It also has a lot of other beautiful properties that assist you if you're in cancer treatment or are healing in a different way from that big cancer word. The other thing that's really helpful from a Chinese medicine approach is cordyceps. You can find these in mushroom blends. This is a pure cordyceps. It'll strengthen your kidneys and your lungs. And remember, with herbal tonics via the Taoist herbal tradition, is that you take small amounts for a consistent number of days, like 90 or 120 days. So it's not this overpowering. And for those out there that tend to overeat superfoods, remember, a little goes a long way. And as you become more in tune with nature, you can literally call upon the herbs and not even consume them. So do your part by being mindful with how much you consume. And if you're being compulsive with it, feeling like you need several tablespoons, but the recommendation is a teaspoon, then contact me. We'll talk about that. It's really important because these imbalances occur more from our emotional and psycho-spiritual. And oftentimes we're not patient to see the outcome of what's possible. And so if you are motivated to pre-load your system and proactively nourish your system and want to do it a little different this year, reach out to me and we can go through some ideas for you based on your history and where your Achilles tendon is. So we are going to exit out. These broadcasts will be available immediately. The recipes will be available this week, always the week after, a couple days on my website. Check there consistently so you'll see them and you can get those recipes. And I have it set so you can print or email them to yourself. Super easy. And if you have any questions, please feel free to email me at s@suzannetoro.com. Remember that you're amazing and to nourish you, mind, body, heart, and soul. We're going to exit out with little Kadri Scott. This is from her new album, Living, Loving, and Growing. And this is Beauty Is. May you all remember that you are beautiful. And I hope that you will continue to shine on. Until next time, this is Suzanne signing out with a full heart, a soft gaze, a deep bow, and a namaste. Be simply.
What makes it beautiful, the way it is, the way it looks at you, the way it lives, the way it feels, the way it gives, the way you call it my name. respond to it. But if ill intended, true beauty will fade. Can't be manufactured, not man-made. It's brewed in the soul like a fine wine with a little bit of love and a little bit of time. 'Cause beauty is as beauty does. Only some have that touch. It's hard to find, but easy to follow. Beauty is as beauty does until tomorrow. Ooh, yeah, yeah. What makes it beautiful? The way you love, the way you lift it up, hold it above, the way it seems to shine under your gaze, the way it leaves you walking in a haze. But if ill intended, true beauty will fade. Can't be manufactured, not man-made. It's brewed in the soul like a fine wine with a little bit of love and a little bit of time. 'Cause beauty is as beauty does. Only some have that touch. It's hard to find, but easy to follow. Beauty is as beauty does until tomorrow. If you find it, hold it and don't let go. Hard to find, but easy to follow. Beauty is as beauty does until tomorrow.